The municipal building in Petersburg was built in 1958 and looks every bit its age. The outside is greying and discoloured. The inside is even worse. Chief of Police Kelly Swihart shows me around.
This is the squadron where the officers work, and there's a lean to the floor. You can see a dip here, but you can really see the structure, structural issues in the ceiling here. I mean, this door frame is, this wall's buckling.
The door no longer fits into its frame, and it looks as if any minute now the ceiling might cave. And Kelly Swihart says,
it's time. My guys deserve a safe professional environment to work in because they do, you know, an awful lot for the community.
And after many years of back and forth, it seems as if the renovation now only has to clear one final hurdle.
We've got about $3.4 million that is currently not funded.
But Swihart is confident they can make up that shortfall and has a plan in place.
It's certainly a challenge, but the manager and the finance director have come up with a plan to borrow money from existing reserves to make up that shortage, and that we can do that without increasing any tax rates or going out to bond.
The problem for Swihart is at a time of tight fiscal circumstances, it's tough to take a project like this that final step. But according to Corey Rowley, a police officer sitting in on the public safety meeting last week, getting this thing up and running is essential. That's because it's not just the floors and the doors that are dangerous. The community jail, as it is right now, is so cramped, officers fear for their safety.
You have somebody in there that has an issue, it's a pretty unsafe place to be doing business back here.
And looking at the plans, he's encouraged by the space the new building will give staff.
Compared to, obviously, to what we have right now, it allows for more safety for the officers.
Community jails are an area where state funding has been slashed, and committee member Sally Dwyer wanted to know whether they could keep the same number of beds. But Swihart explained that while they're thinking about cutting the number of beds in the jail because of a lack of money, the building plan allows for a scenario where the funding is reinstated.
We took a pretty good hit, and we're still working with the Department of Corrections to come up with a plan. But we thought it was important to stick with a plan in case that funding comes back.
Whatever happens with the community jail's funding, though, Swihart is optimistic they are now looking at just a matter of months before work begins on the new building.
I'm hopeful that we can go out to bid this fall and that we start demolition later in the fall or early winter.
He hopes the plan to raise the remaining $3.4 million will go up for a vote by the end of the month. If that passes, then he and his officers can look forward to a time when they can focus 100% on their work and stop worrying about the roof falling on their heads. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.